By midday Saturday, anti-racist counter-protesters had picked their way through the woods. They'd made it around security, and some were throwing fireworks. Others threw rocks. Big ones.
Do I think that's right? No.
Khalid Kamau is an organizer with Black Lives Matter. Like most of the protesters, he wasn't throwing anything.
But do I understand the frustration of people who see state troopers and SWAT teams out here supporting and protecting white supremacist groups who have been given a permit to rally in a state park?
Georgia State Patrol, the GBI, the State Department of Corrections, park rangers, and the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office were all called up. Several hundred officers were bussed in. Many stood guard neatly spaced out in riot gear, protecting 24 pro-white ralliers. Joseph Andrews was wearing a t-shirt that read, "White Lives Matter."
I had an anxiety attack a few weeks back. It was because I watched too much news. Doctors said stop watching the news. All I saw was murder. Black Lives Matter did this. Missouri, the University of Missouri. All these things are happening, and we're just standing back saying nothing. So now we're standing up.
Behind him on an iron fence was a banner that read, "Diversity equals white genocide." Elsewhere in the park, a separate faction of pro-Confederate ralliers was trying to distance the rebel flag from racial controversy, leaning on the concept, heritage, not hate. Confederate rallies are, of course, nothing new to Georgia or the region, says Charles Bullock, a political science professor at the University of Georgia.
I don't see this as being part of a larger movement. I think it's one of those idiosyncratic things that happens.
He says Georgia has mostly surpassed the turmoil of 1960s civil rights struggles.
Because we have moved so far beyond that, for an organization to announce it is a white supremacy rally is odd, is strange. And I guess being odd and strange makes it newsworthy.
He says Governor Nathan Deal has taken pains to distinguish Georgia as business-friendly and welcoming of difference. Deal's veto of a religious exemptions bill was seen by many as a public relations win for the state, says Bullock. But pro-white demonstrations?
It's not what the Chamber of Commerce or the state would like to show the world.
These events aren't just about appearances, though, says Mark Potok. He's with the nonprofit Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors extremist groups.
I don't think that there is any question that we are seeing a growth of the radical right in general, and particular of ideas of white supremacy or white nationalism.
In the 6 months following the massacre in Charleston, the SPLC tracked more than 350 pro-Confederate flag rallies nationally. And though, like in Stone Mountain, turnout is often mediocre, he says what we see can be misleading.
Look, I mean, I think there are huge numbers of Americans who think groups like the Ku Klux Klan are an artifact of the past, that they have no role at all in our society today. And that is wrong. It's true that the Klan per se is small and weak and uninfluential. But the ideas of white nationalism and that kind of racist ideology are in many quarters facilitated by new forms of media, by the internet, social media, and so on.
He says the flow of these ideas do play out on the ground. Incidents of domestic extremist violence, says Potok, are on the upswing since 2008.
We stand against white supremacy!
At the park gates Saturday, anti-racist protesters were everywhere, blocking traffic. Patrick Ayala's car was stuck. He came to exercise and says he doesn't support white supremacists, but the protesters' tactics are violating his rights.
I don't care. Like, leave me alone, guys. Leave me alone. Like, do your Klan thing, do your whatever thing, like protest. Like, I want to work out, please.
These protesters say Stone Mountain should stop issuing permits to what they call racist groups. But John Bankhead with Park Police says it's a First Amendment issue.
We reached out to try to find a way to stop it. But legally we can't, and a lot of people don't understand that.
Bankhead's tired. He got hit in the foot by a protester's rock.
We don't want these things to happen anymore here. We've had enough of this. We're sick of it. We wish they'd take their rallies and just go some other place.
There was no laser show at Stone Mountain that night, but by Sunday, the park was back to normal. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.